But the only way to get there is to recognize that yesterday's wine, as good as it was, is not today's wine. In every gospel, Jesus speaks about yesterday's wine and today's wine. And he says, you do not take yesterday's wine bottle and fill it with today's wine. He uses the term, of course, a little bit different, wineskins. They didn't have glass bottles. They had basically a leather skin that they kept their wine in. And that's how they would keep it. And it would ferment and it would begin to change. And when it would become the old, ripe wine that you wanted to be able to drink, then the skin will have stretched itself. So now if you put new wine into the old wineskin, that new wine in the old wineskin, as it ferments and it expands, it's going to go beyond the limits of the old wineskin and it will bust and you'll lose both the new wine and the old wine as a result. We need to recognize that yesterday's wine was great for yesterday, but now the Lord wants to do something new. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change, but the way that He works changes constantly. And you can either get up to speed with Jesus, or you can stay trapped in an old wineskin, knowing that eventually it's going to bust, and you're going to lose what you think that you had. Old wineskins and new wine don't go together. The old wine is running out. We need new wine. In Acts chapter 2, it tells us that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came in, they said, all of these people who are moving in the Holy Spirit, they are all drunk on new wine. That's what they accused them of. The way the Holy Spirit was moving in a fresh, new way, they said, it's new wine and you're all drunk on it. And Peter said, we're not drunk as you suppose. But this is that which the prophet Joel prophesied about. He said, in the last days, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Not just some, but all flesh. You want an end times revival? Guess what? In the last day, He wants to pour His Spirit out on all flesh. Not just some. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. He said, your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. And He said, the Holy Spirit will be poured out on your maidservants and on your men servants. He said, it is for generations yet to come, even as many as the Lord Himself shall call. That's who this promise is for. The old wine was good, but we need a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need a fresh manifestation of the wine of God, and it's not going to be like yesterday's wine. But you know what? God's going to do it in such a way, because He's saving the best for last, that the new wine is going to end up tasting better than the old wine. You just got to be willing to step beside or step out of the old wineskin and let God begin to do a new work. The second thing that I want to point out to you, not only do you recognize that yesterday's wine is running out, but you recognize that there's something else you can do. You can intercede on behalf of those around you. Mary realized that there was a problem. 3 days she had been there before Jesus got there. She's with Jesus a few more days. Now it's coming to the end of the festivities. It's coming to the end of the festival. And there's not enough wine to go around. And she realizes there's a problem. A wedding feast without the wine is not one people want to attend. And so she begins to intercede on behalf of that bridegroom, on behalf of the bride, on behalf of the master of the feast, on behalf of everyone who was in attendance. She begins to intercede on their behalf. She goes to Jesus and she tells Him the problem. Now Jesus says to her, why are you troubling me? What does it mean to me? Why is this any of my concern, woman? My time has not yet come. You know what? Sometimes we'll go and we'll intercede on behalf of someone else. Sometimes we'll intercede for the bride. Sometimes we'll intercede for all the people that have been invited. Sometimes we'll intercede for an entire city. And sometimes we'll feel like Mary must have felt when we know that we've gotten a hold of God and yet it hasn't happened. And in that moment when we're praying and we're asking God for the new wine and we're wondering, where is this new wine? Why hasn't it happened? Sometimes we feel like God has said, what concern is it of mine? But you know what? Jesus taught us that we should always pray and not lose heart. He said we should pray like the widow woman who kept on coming to the unjust judge with her complaint, saying, I want you to avenge my enemy. My enemy keeps on coming after me. My enemy won't leave me alone. And the unjust judge, because he got tired of it, finally said, okay, I'm going to do what you've asked because I don't want you to bother me anymore. And Jesus said, if the unjust judge will do that, then don't you think your heavenly Father will avenge you speedily if you continue to pray and don't lose heart? Don't give up. God is saving the best for last. The wine that we had yesterday was great, but we need some new wine today. And to get there, we've got to have people that are going to begin to intercede, even when it seems like there's no breakthrough, even when it seems like everything's falling apart. We know that because God is on our side, there is no one who can be against us. We know that He will give us all things that pertain to godliness. And we know that this wine of the Spirit that God wants to pour out is something He will do if we continue to ask. Jesus said over and over again, your heavenly Father will give you the Holy Spirit if you ask. He said a bad, evil, wicked father will give their child an egg or a fish or bread when they're hungry. Won't give them a scorpion. Won't give them a rock. He said, if that's the way that your earthly fathers are, though they are born in wickedness, how much more will your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit if you ask? We intercede on our own behalf and we intercede on behalf of each other, asking the Lord for the new wine to flow. Mary asks Jesus to help out because she's recognized that yesterday's wine is running low. Is there anybody here who's recognized that yesterday's wine is running low? Anybody here who could use a fresh dose of the Holy Spirit in your own life? Anybody here that could use a fresh dose of the Holy Spirit in this church? Anyone here who would love to see a fresh dose of the Holy Spirit in this city? It all begins by us recognizing that yesterday's wine is running low, but we intercede and ask God for the new wine. Point number three. After we've interceded, after we've asked God on behalf of those around us to bring the new wine, point number three tells us, obey whatever the Lord tells you to do. Mary turns to the servants and says, whatever He tells you to do, do it. Now notice, Mary doesn't keep on praying. We keep on praying. But when the Lord speaks and tells us what needs to be done in order for the new wine to begin to flow, we have got to do what He tells us to do. The Lord sees these servants and He sees the water pots, these seven water pots, 20 to 30 gallons apiece. Now, I want you to understand something. These water pots, they are there not for any real practical purpose. You know why these water pots are there? They are there for the Pharisaical, traditional cleansing. Now, this is what you've got to understand. The traditional cleansing of the Pharisee was they would come up and they would take a little bit of water and they would do a little bit of a spot on their wrist and on their hand, and then they do a little bit of a spot on the other hand. They continue to go until they had ceremonially cleansed themselves before they would even eat a meal. Jesus, in talking to the Pharisees, says, you know what? We've got a problem. In the book of Matthew, Jesus pulls them aside and says, you know, He said, you are willing to ignore the commandments of God in order to keep your tradition. And he tells them that that's not the way it's supposed to be. He teaches them that they're supposed to be obeying, but instead, he quotes Isaiah and says, instead of obeying, what you're doing is you are simply giving me service with your lips, but your hearts are far from me, because you will not keep my commands. You will not do what I tell you to do. But I want you to see what the Lord does, because here he is at the wedding feast, and here are these stone pots, 20 to 30 gallons apiece, that are set aside for ceremonially cleansing people. And he sees the stone pots, and now he takes what they have used traditionally for washing with, and he says, I'm going to use it in a brand new way. You see, that old wineskin can't hold the new wine. The old tradition cannot handle what God wants to do. And one of the dangers that we have in church, wherever you are, is we have a tendency to make a new tradition out of the new wine when it gets here. I mean, look at your history. You know what? 100 years ago, if you sang the songs that are in that red back hymnal, those of them that had been written by that point in time, most of them weren't written yet, but if you sang those songs in that red back hymnal that were written 100 years ago, you were labeled a moderate and a liberal, and you were thrown out of people's churches. You know why? Because you offended their tradition. So what happened? Well, we took those songs after we accepted them, and we added more songs to them, wrote more songs up into the 50s and the 60s, and kept on adding them in. We came up with our own hymnal, and now that redback hymnal produced, 75 years ago, however long it's been now, that redback hymnal is the most popular hymnal on the face of the earth. That simple redback Church of God hymnal is now the most popular hymnal on the face of the earth. And when we begin now to sing new songs, when that greenback hymnal came out, I remember the first time I saw that greenback hymnal, I was sitting in a church, they had just gotten the green hymnals in, and they began to sing some of the songs, and an old-fashioned preacher got up in the service and said, why are we singing out of this devil book? Why? Because the tradition had flip-flopped. It had changed. And even though many of the hymns that are in that green hymnal predate many of the hymns that are in the red back hymnal, it was a change in the tradition, and we struggled with it. Traditions sometimes get in the way of obeying what God tells you to do. But I'm here to tell you that if your tradition gets in the way of you or this church obeying God, then there's something wrong with your tradition. And we need to bring it to God and ask Him to make something new out of it. These seven pots were a part of a tradition that the Lord said wasn't even necessary. He said that tradition has been made by man. That's what He said in Matthew. That tradition is a man-made tradition. And you would rather hold on to your tradition than to obey the commands of God. We're not going to be like that, are we? We're going to be the ones that are going to obey whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do. Why? Because we know God is saving the best for last. And we're closer now to the end than we've ever been before. And if God can't take the tradition and turn it into something new, then we don't need that tradition anymore. We need to be willing to let God do what He wants to do, and that means we've got to do whatever He tells us to do. The servants are told by Jesus, go to those stone pots that used to be used for washing, for ceremonially washing. I want you to go to those stone pots, and I want you to fill them up with fresh water. There's a whole sermon right there, just in and of itself, of filling up the old traditions with fresh water. There's something about going and digging up the old wells. There's something about going back, remembering, of course, that we're in this for the new wine. The Lord says, I want you to go and I want you to fill up each of those seven pots. Fill them up to the top with the water. And they go and they obey. And 20, 30 gallons apiece. That took them a while to fill up those jars. But then once they were full, once the tradition was full, but yet now it's getting ready to be turned into something new, then the Lord gives them point number four, the last point and perhaps one of the most important points that I'm going to tell you tonight. Once they were full, they had to give it out. They had to give it away. He said, I want you to go and I want you to draw out of the pot and I want you to take it and I want you to serve the people with it. And they took their cups that they had been going and filling up with wine from the wineskins, and now they're going to a stone pot that's supposed to be used for washing people. And they're dipping their ladles or their cups in, and they're going and they're serving everybody what they know is supposed to be water. But as they obey what the Lord has told them to do, and they begin to give it away, something happens to what they thought was water. It no longer is water. It's wine. And instead of it being cheap wine, now I never did get into wine, but I understand that there's a difference between cheap wine and expensive wine. Right? Kind of like today for me, I guess it would be like coffee. There's a difference between expensive coffee and cheap coffee. There's a difference between Starbucks and 8 o'clock. Right? Amen. There's a difference between the two. But the new wine that Jesus produces, it's not something cheap. It's not something that tastes bitter. It's not something that tastes bad. Its taste is perfect. It's the best tasting wine that they've ever had. And now they're not running out of wine. Now they have an overabundance of wine and everybody can drink their fill. Every single person, regardless of when they came in, regardless of how long it took them to get there and how long that they had been sitting around, whether they came in on that third day with Jesus and the apostles or whether they came in on the fifth or the sixth day, everyone who came in, there's more than enough of the best tasting wine that they will ever have. And the master of the feast calls the bridegroom to him. And the master, as he's there with the bridegroom, he says, everybody else gives the best at the beginning. And we spend the rest of that week remembering how good that the wine used to be. We remember how good it made us feel back then. But now you have saved the best for last. Can I tell you something? I believe there's a conversation going on in heaven between the Father and the Son. And I believe the Father is looking at the Son and He's saying, when you started it all out 2,000 years ago, when you came up and released the Holy Spirit to begin and birth your church, that was good. And most people would say, that's the best it can ever be. But I believe the Father is looking at the Son and saying, but Son, remember that word that we gave to Joel so many thousands of years ago. We told him that in the last days, it was going to be better than it was at the beginning. We told him that everything that the locust had devoured, that we were going to give back to them. We told them that their vats were going to be overflowing with wine. We told them that everything that the enemy had taken away was going to be restored to them in the last days. And I believe that the Father is looking at the Son and saying, do you know any churches in Huntington, West Virginia that are asking right now, that are interceding with you right now, that are asking for some new wine because they recognize that the old wine is running out? Is there anyone in Huntington that's asking for the new wine, that wants a new infilling, that wants the newness of my glory to come down? Is there anyone there? Because I believe that it's time to do something something at the end that we could not do at the beginning, and it's time to release it if there's even one church that's interceding. Jesus did this for everybody that was there at the wedding feast because one woman interceded. And she was made to feel like it wasn't the right time, but she interceded anyway. So for those people who say, revival cannot come because it's going to be a great falling away and only the faithful few are going to be raptured when the trumpet sounds, I have to tell you this. It may seem like it's not the right time, but if you, like Mary, will cry out to God and ask Him for the new wine, He will fill you. He will fill this church. He will fill this community to overflowing. He will change things and turn them around for His glory because He is saving the best for last. The beginning was good. In the beginning of the church, they increased daily such as should be saved. When you and I get our cups full, after we've obeyed what the Lord has said to do, we've interceded, we've recognized we need the new wine, when you and I obey and we take our full cups and we go out to give it away, guess what's going to happen? Once again, they're going to be saved daily, as many as would be saved. Why do you say that, Brother Darrell? I say that because I've seen the videos of now almost 900 communities in this world that have gotten to the new wine. Currently, right now in this world, about 900 communities that have been interceding and asking God for the newness of His glory. And He gave them His glory. And now they're taking it out and sharing it. And the Muslims, or Muslims, however you want to pronounce it, who've always been against them, who've always fought against them, now they come out and they begin to talk about the goodness of the Lord, and God's glory comes down and the Muslims are getting saved. Daily, such as should be saved. Why? Because somebody refused to say it's not the right hour. Somebody refused to receive that and began to intercede and plead with God that even if it was on God's clock or God's calendar that it was the wrong time and the wrong day, yet they were going to cry out anyway, and they cried out until God showed up. I told you this morning that in some of these communities, people are being raised from the dead. And I looked at some of your faces and you were like, yeah, right. There are actually communities now that are documenting all the people that are being raised from the dead. Doesn't mean everybody who dies gets raised from the dead, but there are individuals that are coming back. Why? Because somebody realized that they were running out of the old wine. And somebody began to intercede on behalf of everyone around as well as themselves for new wine. And somebody was willing to obey no matter how stupid it sounded, no matter what it did to their traditions, no matter how rough it was in the in-between time. They went ahead and did what the Lord told them to do. And then as they began to give it out, the Holy Ghost showed up and things will never be the same in those communities. At least one of these communities ended up changing its name. And now the name of the city is the city where God dwells. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people talked about Huntington, West Virginia, and they didn't call it Moneyton? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they talked about Huntington and they didn't call it Little Detroit? Wouldn't it be wonderful if they talked about Huntington and they said, that's the city where the Lord dwells? Wouldn't it be wonderful if people talked about the 10th Avenue Church of God? And didn't say, that's the church where Molly Davis used to go to church all those years ago. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they talked about the 10th Avenue Church and they didn't say, that's the church where Brother O'Hare used to pastor. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they talked about the 10th Avenue Church and they said, that's the church where God's glory came down. It can happen. It should happen. The Lord really wants it to happen. But we've got to recognize that we're running out of yesterday's wine. We've got to go ahead and intercede on behalf of those around us. We have got to obey whatever the Lord tells us to do. And then we've got to start giving it out. Find those that are in the highways and the hedges. Bring them in. Give them the new wine. I guarantee you that once they taste the new wine of the Holy Ghost, they won't want to go back to their crack. They won't want to go back to their pot. They won't want to go back to whatever the drug is of choice that they have. They're going to want what you've got if you've really got it. Lord, take our tradition and change it into what you want it to be so we can reach the lost and we can see this revival that you promised because you saved the best for last. Will you stand tonight? I told you I was going to have fun tonight. I told you I was looking forward to this message. And I told you that if none of the rest of you were going to have fun with it, I was anyway. This is just where I am. I'm desperate for a move of God. I'm not talking about a move of God that I might get or might not get by going to camp meeting. That's fine and dandy. I'm looking forward to whatever spiritual recharge I can get. But you know what? I want the kind of recharge that comes from the Holy Spirit moving in with me and letting His power and His glory overwhelm me. I've been there before. I've experienced it before. But that old wine is running out. I need the new wine. Pour in the water of the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, change my tradition. If you got to obliterate my tradition, change my tradition. But Lord, in Jesus' name, you've been saving the best for last. Help me to give this wine away. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's go to the Lord. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come before You, acknowledging, Lord, that You reign supreme, acknowledging, God, that You are on the throne and that there is no other God but You. Lord, we know that You do whatever You will do, for You are God and You are not man. Lord, we know that You are not man, so therefore You cannot lie, and You have promised that in the last days You would pour out Your Spirit. Lord Jesus, in the book of Revelation it says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Lord, we've been looking at this story of the wedding. We've been looking at it, Lord God, and we've seen all of the things that You, Lord Jesus, did at that wedding feast. And now we're saying, Lord, here we are preparing for this wonderful marriage supper of the Lamb. And we are running out of yesterday's wine. Lord, we need the new wine. Lord, we know that there are those who say it's too late. There are those who believe that there will not be another great outpouring of Your Spirit, but yet we see it going on in third world countries. And God, we know You are not a respecter of persons. If You'll do it there, You'll do it here. If we'll simply acknowledge that we are running low on yesterday's wine, we need the newness of Your Spirit in our lives. And so, Lord God, we come before You and we begin to cry out to You, asking You, Lord God, to pour Your Spirit out into our lives in such a powerful new way that when we leave this place, Your Holy Spirit will be able to flow through us into the lives of those who need You. Lord, Your Holy Spirit will be able to flow through us and the kingdom of God will begin to grow all around us because You, Lord God, have saved the best for last. So God, right now in Jesus' name, God, begin to do a deep work within our hearts. Begin to do a deep work, Lord. If there's anything that You need to cleanse out of us, Lord, so that You can pour the new water in, Lord God, let it be done. Father, if there's any tradition that we see as being more important than being obedient to You, then God, in Jesus' name, either transform the tradition or remove the tradition. God, we don't want anything to hold us back from receiving the new wine and giving the new wine. So, Father, in Jesus' name, let each one of us, Lord God, let each one of us come before You as those servants and let us receive what You have for us that we may do what You would have us to do. Let us never grow weary in our well-doing. Because we shall all reap if we do not lose heart. And Lord Jesus, You said to continually pray and not lose heart. So God, in Jesus' name, let us be the people of God You've chosen us to be, flowing in the new wine of Your Spirit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to open the altars right now. Invite everyone who will. You want this freshness. You want this newness of the Holy Spirit in your life. You want this new wine. You're willing to give up your tradition and give your tradition to God and let Him change it. Let Him turn it around. Let Him do what He wants to do with it so that He can take an old stone pot and turn it into a new wineskin. If that's what you want tonight, you desperately want the presence and the power of God in your life. You want the power of God to change this community, to change your family, to change your unsaved loved ones and friends. If that's what you want tonight, then I invite you to come. Spirit and the Bride say, come. I want you to come and to find a place to pray and let the Holy Spirit fill you with the new wine. Will you come?
It's time for the dead and gone. It's time for the broken ones to live again. It's time for the dead to rise. It's time for the wings to fly to live again. And I can hear the calling. I can hear the sound of rain over the mountains, over the valleys. I hear the calling. It's time. Dead to sing. It's time for the walls to ring with songs of freedom. It's time for the numb to feel. It's time for the wounds to heal with songs of freedom. I can hear the calling. I can hear the sound of rain over the mountains, over the valleys. I hear the calling, it's time. Over the mountains and over the valleys. I hear the calling, it's time. It's time for the tide to turn. Time for our hearts to burn with a desperation. It's time for sacrifice. It's time that we pay the price for our generation. And I can hear the calling. And I can hear the sound of rain over the mountains and over the valleys. I hear the calling, it's time. Over the mountains, over the valleys, I hear the calling, it's time. Over the mountains, over the valleys, I hear the calling, it's time. It's time for the dead to rise. It's time for the wings to fly. I hear the calling, it's time. It's time for the numb to feel. It's time for the wounds to heal. I hear the calling, it's time. It's time that we pay the price. It's time for a sacrifice. I hear the calling, it's time. And over the cities and all through the nations, I hear the calling, it's time. Over the cities and all through the nations, I hear the calling, it's time. Father, I just want to be where you are. My life is filled with everything but you. Lord, I really want to see your glory. Let the fire of heaven fall on me. Can you feel my passion? Can you see my hunger? Do you know how I long for you? No walls between us. Take away this darkness. Come break this heart of stone. Hear my cry, open up the sky. Everywhere I go, there is a feeling. Soon we're going to see your kingdom come. Can you hear the sound of desperation? Prayer on the lips of every nation. Can you feel my passion? Can you see my hunger? Do you know how I long for you? No walls between us. Take away this darkness. Come break this heart of stone. Hear my cry. Open up the sky. And everywhere I go, there is a feeling. Soon we're gonna see your kingdom come. Can you hear the sound of desperation? A prayer on the lips of every nation. Can you feel my passion? Can you see my hunger? Do you know how I long for you? The walls between us, take away this darkness. Come break this heart of stone. Hear my cry. Can you feel my passion? Can you see my hunger? Do you know how I long for you? No walls between us. Take away this darkness. Come break this heart of stone. Hear my cry. Open up the sky. Oh, we really want to see your glory. So let the fire of heaven fall on me. Lord, we really want to see your glory. Let the fire of heaven fall on me. Can you feel my passion? Can you see my hunger? Do you know how I long for you? No walls between us. Take away this darkness. Come break this heart of stone. Hear my cry. Hear my cry. Lord, hear my cry. Open up the sky. Open up the sky. Open up the sky. Pour it down on us. Open up the sky. Open up the sky. Hear my cry. Open up the sky.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just, as we've been praying, I've heard the Holy Spirit saying to me, behold, I do a new thing. I do a new thing. It won't be the same way that I've done it in times past. I'm doing it in a new way. But I promise you, I'm giving you everything that you need to step into this new season. I'm giving you all that you need to follow me. I'm giving you all that you need to reach the lost, to reach the hurting, to reach the helpless and the hopeless. I'm giving you all that you need, but you must choose to step in to what I am doing, says the Lord. You must choose to follow me, says the Lord. I'm doing something new. It's not the way I did it before. I'm doing it in a new way. But I am doing it, says the Lord. Do not fight against me, says the Lord. But follow me and find that I love you. And I love all those around you. And I have chosen you for this season to step forth into my promises and to see and be a part of that new thing that I am doing. Follow me, says the Lord, and I will pour out my greatness through your lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we will follow you. Lord Jesus, we will follow you. Whatever you want to do, God, we will be obedient to you. We will follow you. Lord, we want to follow you wherever you lead, Lord God. That's where we'll go. Lord, however you lead, that's the way that we'll walk. God, we will follow you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God, for saving the best for last. And thank you, Lord, that we get to be a part of it. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Will you stand tonight? Hallelujah. 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 This is how I feel led for us to close tonight. I feel led just to close in worshiping Him. Just to worship Him. Worship Him from the depths of your heart. Worship Him with all that you are. But just worship Him. When you feel like it's time for you to leave this place tonight, I want you to go out the doors worshiping Him. When you get in your cars to go home, I want you to get in your cars worshiping Him. When you walk into your house tonight, I want you to walk in worshiping Him. Because God is doing something new. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. God, we praise you. We adore you. We exalt you tonight. God, with all that we are, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord God, with everything that we are. Lord, we worship you. We praise you, Lord. We exalt your name on high. We lift you up, Lord God. We give you all praise. God, not because of what you can do and not because of what you've done, but simply because of who you are, that you are the God who reigns supreme. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And we worship you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Hallelujah, Lord. All that we are, we give to you as an act of praise and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah, Lord, with all that we are. God, we're giving you our best tonight. This is our best, God, and we give it to you. Lord, we give it to you, God. We give you all that we are. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, with our best tonight. God, we give you our best. Lord, we worship you. And as we leave this place, Lord, we leave giving you our best. We leave, Lord God, honoring you and worshiping you. Lord, as we go home tonight, we go worshiping you with our best. Because, God, you're worthy. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, God. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Forever my heart.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Forever my life. Hallelujah. Is yours. Yours.
Hallelujah.
Forever.